Up South, Reflections on the Great Migration, an exhibition at Opalka Gallery. And it's me, Andrea Cunliffe, speaking with Ramson the artist. He's giving us a tour through the gallery, which is being installed as we speak.
So when you first come in, you're going to see the altar, sort of sacrifice.
This is an altar to your family?
Well, it's for people who migrated. This is the altar. So, you know, we have sort of church windows. This is how I sort of saw them. And so they have these arches to the top. And on those, we have pictures, like family members. I wanted to put shelves and connect to that idea that these could be in someone's home. And these are pictures on the shelves of family members. And they're basically saying goodbye to them because they're going to make their way up north. We have a wallpaper. We have something like a bottle, all things of memory, and the house itself. So things that people would remember once they're gone.
I just saw the broom.
There's a tricycle here. And then in front of it, we have suitcases. And
jars. Are there messages in the jars?
No, well, actually, those are candles, and those are going to be lit.
And then you've got cotton coming in.
Yeah, we got cotton flowers.
I'm going to go home and make
an altar.
And
then you move through the exhibit.
There's three art pieces that are couples. They're décollage?
Yeah. It's a French term, which means removing a paper. You glue pieces of paper together, and you pull them apart, and you have accidents. All sorts of strange things happen. Sometimes you even wet the paper as well, and sometimes the pink could dye into another color. These are part of my love series. It's really about love in hard places to live, in very rural areas. They don't have a lot of close neighbors. And they're farming, and it's sort of a harsh land, but yet there's love there.
Just beautiful, and yet the texture behind and the color in their clothing. Yeah. I don't know why that emotionally, this one especially, really got me.
Well, you know, they're all hugging each other. It's something that we all, as humans, can sort of relate to.
In these wonderful pillars, would you call them pillars?
They're called the block.
Okay.
Referencing Romare Bearden's block, which he did a large collage of a New York City street. The idea of this is contemporary. So these are kids of today. We happen to be looking at a mother here, which we have to have, and we have James Baldwin there.
Oh, yes.
Everything else over here, for example, this is a young man. But you can change these almost like an exclusive corpse.
Where, oh, I see.
Yeah, you can interchange them. So on the one we see in the far distance there, we see a man's head but a female's body. So the question is he transing, or is he, this is what you see, but this is how he feels on the inside. So those are things that young people are dealing with today. That's what these sort of represents. You know, Baldwin has become very popular again, his writings with the Black Lives Matter movement. And we have a mother who's always watching over us and praying. That's sort of a reference that we'll find throughout the exhibit as well.
This is a lovely collection in the back wall here.
Yeah.
So they're independent, individual paintings.
They're all 8x8 wood panels. There's 100 of them, and they represent the 100 counties in North Carolina, which is where I'm from. And as you see, right in the center here is Rich Square. This is where I was born.
Uh-huh.
And then they're close together, and then they start moving across the wall. They start feathering out.
Okay.
So the idea is they're going out into the world and bringing a little bit of North Carolina with them, which is what everyone does when they leave their home state. They bring a little bit of where they came from with them. So that's what this is about.
It's everything from individual people to maps to...
Yeah, well, there's a map on each one of them. And these are cities and areas in North Carolina. Again, you're sort of taking that part where you are from with you out into the world. So flowers, greenery.
Each one is like a jewel.
Yeah, they're like really individual collages that are put together to make one large collage.
Incredible.
That's the idea. Yeah.
What fun.
Well,
what
you.
Fun.
Yeah, it looks great.
No wonder it took you 2 years, right?
Yeah. Been working on this for a while.
And these two here really stunned me, these paintings. This large one here with two people.
All duality.
And in the middle of their table, which is this pretty little tablecloth.
There's two things in the table, which actually makes an X for like this is a target area. Is flowers that represent good thoughts, and the gun represents mean thoughts, violent thoughts. And it's a couple there, a male and a female, and that's usually where decisions are made, and often in homes, at the kitchen table. At least where growing up, you know, I saw lots of decisions made at the kitchen table. And so the question is it violent or a mean decision, or is it a good decision or a more holy decision? And if we look really closely, you'll see a church on each one. It has a church, top and bottom, and each one has a juke joint. A juke joint is like a club, dance club.
Right.
Those are sort of names they called them in the 40s and 50s in the South. And so, again, those decisions you make between church or going to a club. And it's round, so there's no squares in this. It's even, it's duality. And you can turn this painting the other way and have the woman at the top and the man at the bottom. There's no top or bottom in this painting.
That's really interesting, depending on who, how, where you hang it.
Exactly.
And this one, too, was really disturbing in a weird way.
It is. It's meant to. This is about the history of blues and how blues is in all the music we hear today. Mm-hmm. And so how blues went out into the world. So they sort of go hand in hand, music and violence in this country. You know, it's in the music we listen to, clubs, fights between men. You know, you took my girlfriend. So this is really about blues going out into the world along with violence as well in America sort of developing and growing out as the world.
But you can't blame blues. You can't blame violence on blues.
No, I'm not blaming on any. Yeah. This is really about all music. The title comes from a rap song. Who We Be is a rap song by DMX. I'm talking about blues is in all music and the violence is in all music. It's an American problem because we have a love for our music and our guns in this country, unfortunately.
This is lovely. It's Sunday going to church.
Yeah, come Sunday. Yeah, yeah.
That's refreshing.
Yeah, after dealing with those things. Well, yeah, so, you know, this is really about how people make a way to go to get to church. That's what this painting is really about. It's about them sort of coming on Sunday. I once read that enslaved people, you know, they didn't have anything to sort of buy new clothes. Sometimes they would have one outfit just for Sunday, or on Sunday they would take flowers and rub on them to create like a perfume. They would try to decorate their hair with flowers and things, which is all part of my practice, this idea of taking what's around you and using it to create something. These people have sort of gathered things around them to sort of go to church. For a lot of poor African Americans, this is the one time they get to dress up and wear that shirt and tie or that nice dress, because that's not the type of employment they do on a day-to-day basis. But Sunday is the time for them to dress up. And so there's a very strong tradition in an African American community to women wearing hats and men dressing up and looking their finest on Sunday, because that's the time they can wear those outfits.
We did.
A lot of people did. Yeah. All these things are universal, but they're really universal things that I'm dealing with all the time.
It's the gathering of the community. And I see these people are enjoying themselves, whether they're coming by boat or by horse or hopping over the creek.
Yeah.
It's just really a joyous piece. Well, there's three paintings.
Yeah, it's a triptych. And, you know, the horizontal, the two pieces on the side, and the vertical, it's a church going up higher. I'm not sure where the ideas come from, but that was one that I really liked a lot, the idea of the church being taller than...
And there's a whole thing about the shape of the steeple that it's meant to... say, point the way to God.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, which I find fascinating, you know. And even in early America, it was the tallest structure in the area.
It's not only the beauty or the religious aspect, it's practical.
Sure.
Here's it safe.
Yeah.
You can see it in the distance.
Part of it as well, the idea you can find Christ, you can find a place of worship where you are.
And safe.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, safe place. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
This one.
Wow. This looks stunning. I love it. Well, thank you. Thanks for
coming. Oh, look.
This is about lynching.
This is about lynching.
Yeah, it's about lynching. These are basically boxes, places for sanctuaries for these people who were lynched. I'm focusing on women here.
Did they lynch women?
They actually, women and children and even a dog was lynched with his owner. Because often you don't know anything about these people except for their names. What about them? I want to know more about them as people. So I'm basically asking a series of questions by doing these boxes.
And these nails are sticking out of the
boxes.
Yeah,
that's to protect them. That's based on sort of an African sculptures that have nails sticking out of them to protect them, to ward off evil spirits.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Here's like a piece of a glass, like an eyeglass.
Well, I like it to be open. This, to me, is one of the most interesting ones here, although all of them have interesting stories. This one is, they're looking for this man to lynch, and he's found with this woman. and they lynched both of them. Originally, they thought that was his wife, and then they realized that it's not his wife. So she's unknown. So the reason why the locket doesn't have a picture in it is because we don't know anything about her. We don't know who her family is. That's why that's one of the most powerful ones to me. So those are the things I'm sort of dealing with here. It's all very hard things, but it's part of a history that we have to reckon with. And that's what these six boxes are for, about those things. Yeah, it's tough stuff.
And this has been Andrea Cunliffe for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, speaking with Ramson at his exhibition, Up South, Reflections on the Great Migration, at Opalka Gallery.